New York City has declared a public health emergency amid a measles outbreak that is mostly affecting the Orthodox Jewish community. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says yeshiva schools that don't require all of their students to get vaccinated will be facing fines or even possible closure. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Lawrence Schiffman. He's an NYU professor of Hebrew and Judaic Studies. Professor, thanks for joining us this morning. Why is this primarily affecting the Orthodox Jewish community?
Well, one of the things that we thought when this started was that it was simply a matter of a small epidemic that had spread from Israel with some travelers. But we thought that was the case, and now it's very clear that among some segments of the Hasidic community, there has been an active movement against vaccinations. And this is a minority of that community, but it's a substantial enough minority that it's brought on a dangerous situation. So that, I think, is the new information that we now know, that there are active individuals who are furthering this as a movement, and that it's not simply a matter of people who, because they were sort of insulated, just didn't do what they were supposed to do.
Professor, is this rooted in any dogma or theology that you're aware of, or is this something separate from the faith itself?
No, this has nothing to do with Judaism. This is actually the opposite of what the rabbis and Jewish law require, namely that we follow the advice of doctors, and we're not just talking about doctors. We're living in a situation where the doctors increased our life expectancy by about 25 years in the last 30 years. I mean, we're not talking about some quack somewhere, right? And we're obligated to follow what they say. What has happened here is that from the outside, somehow or another, the anti-vaccination movement, which started with some kind of left-wing nuts in the United States, has somehow been propagated among that part of the Orthodox and Hasidic population that has the least secular education and is most closed off from the type of public discussion that goes on about issues like this.
Professor Schiffman, the New York Times is reporting that a handbook has been created by a group called Parents Educating and Advocating for Children's Health, or also known as PEACH. Can you give us any insight into the misinformation that's included in this handbook?
Well, it's the usual stuff which is being claimed by the anti-vaccination crowd, that it causes diseases, that it doesn't work, that it's a hoax, that the doctors are hiding the real results. And this is not really a Jewish phenomenon. It's simply the importation that we never would have expected of something which is part of a rather off of the mainstream part of American culture, where here it's working because of the echo chamber phenomenon and the fact that many of these people cut themselves off from secular education beyond elementary school and just reading and writing. These are people who never took high school science. So what's going on here is that you have, and we must again remember this is a very small minority of the Hasidic population, but this small minority are people who are able to be subjected to this form of anti-vaccination propaganda, which is not set in a Jewish context. It's part of a fringe group in American culture.
Professor, just about a minute left, but how do you think this population in general is going to react to the notion of an order from the mayor for children to be vaccinated?
Well, I can tell you that we haven't experienced for this before, because there were some issues about circumcision procedures for Jewish ritual circumcision, where this community basically not only rebelled against an order, but succeeded in getting the new mayor, when he was new, de Blasio, to set aside the orders of the previous administration. So that these are, to some extent, the same group. And I think there's one last point to make quickly, that within the Hasidic community, there are those who tend more to be more modernized and involved with the culture, and those who are closed off. What we may be seeing here, strangely, over vaccinations, is a showing of this difference between those people who are, in many ways, mainstream and react in a mainstream manner, and those who are somehow super separatist to the point when they are not really even understanding how crazy this idea is.
Thank you for your time this morning. Professor Lawrence Schiffman, the Hebrew and Judaic Studies Department at New York University, the measles situation in New York.